Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon and welcome to the FAA Production Studios radio show Managing Safety. We're coming to you live today from the FAA Production Studios located at the FAST Team National Resource Center here on the field at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. And I've got a very special guest today with me today because today we are putting on our CFI annual workshop. And Mr. Larry Enlow's here. And Mr. Larry Enlow is the FAA inspector for the North Florida FISDO headquartered here in Orlando. Welcome, Larry. How are you?
Just great, Cheryl. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Well, thank you very much. You had a great presentation today, as always.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
But we have a special task at hand today. We want to talk a little bit about the CFI Special Emphasis Program, Larry.
Okay.
It's a very important program in the district, and I know it's talked a lot about, but I'd like you to take us back to the beginning of the Special Emphasis Program and tell us a little bit about the inception and what it's all about.
I'd be glad to, Cheryl. Back in the mid and late 90s, at the Orlando Flight Standards District office, we began really becoming aware of issues associated with flight training, particularly the number of flight training accidents and incidents that were occurring in our district that represented potential issues with the quality of flight training. So in September of 1998, we organized the Flight Instructor Special Emphasis Program. I was assigned as the coordinator for that program and have been working with it ever since. The program was initially designed to help flight instructors be more aware of their instructional responsibilities, to improve the quality of flight training within our district, and specifically to reduce the number of flight training accidents and incidents occurring within our district. Those were our goals. We organized a pretty extensive plan to mitigate issues that we're seeing, particularly with regard to accident and incident numbers. And over the years, we've made great progress in reducing those numbers, and the program is now in its 12th year, and we're really proud of all the effort that so many people within our organization, both within the FAA and industry, have cooperated so wonderfully to improve flight training in our district.
You know, Larry, you said 12 years. That's quite a feat. And I must say that is something to be commended because obviously if we're in 12 years, something's going right with the program. And that's truly, truly something that we need to look at and talk a little bit about because, you know, I think the FAA generally now treats flight instructors as an integral part of the program.
Absolutely.
And in talking with flight instructors throughout the district and throughout the country, chatting, phone calls I've received, some of their blogs online, which is pretty big right now, they seem to talk about the CFI Special Emphasis Program as basically stepping up a notch in their training. And I think that's truly, truly something to be commended. So tell us a little bit about the program. Let's get into how it's working and what you're doing in the program as far as its implementation.
Probably the biggest overall area that has contributed to the success of the program is just more direct involvement by the FAA in the flight training arena, if you will. The Orlando Flight Standards District Office, or now called the North Florida Flight Standards District Office, headquartered in Orlando, has within its geographic boundaries the most flight training occurring on an annual basis than any place in the world. We are truly the center for flight training worldwide. Just to give you an idea of some statistics that would help illustrate that, our office supervises the conduct of over 16,000 practical tests per year.
That's 16, incredible.
16,000 check rides are accomplished within our district every year. I manage the designated pilot examiner program for our office. We have 63 pilot examiners conducting all those tests. along with some of our 141 schools and some of our inspectors as well. But that's just a huge volume of flight training. And with that huge volume of flight training, it gives us a very unique perspective to analyze the quality of flight training as it relates to aviation safety. And one of the specific ways that we can measure the quality of safe flight training is in analyzing the number of flight training accidents and incidents that occur within our district annually, and very, very carefully evaluating those accidents and incidents so we can truly determine the causal factors, determine any trends that may be occurring within that particular area of accident or incident, and most significantly, determine any training deficiencies that we can then help communicate to our instructional community and all of our flight schools, and in a cooperative manner, disseminate the information such that everyone wins. And we hate for folks to have mishaps, but if we can learn from other people's mistakes, mishaps, so that it doesn't happen to the next person, that's really what we want to try to accomplish, and is in fact what we have accomplished over these 12 years. We have reduced flight training accidents and incidents within our district over 50%.
That's
from
phenomenal.
The mid-1990s time frame. And it's all been just because of a cooperative relationship with industry, with our flight schools, with our individual flight instructors, and sharing information such that we can learn from other people's mistakes and avoid them ourselves.
Sure. Now, we're learning from accidents and incidents, but you're also analyzing the data from the practical tests as well.
Sure, absolutely. As you know, with so many practical tests occurring within our district, we do a great deal of analysis of the results of those tests. As an example, we have a flight instructor special emphasis meeting every other week in our office where inspectors involved in the flight training process, as well as our designated pilot examiners who have initial flight instructor authorization. We meet at the office every other week, and those who cannot attend because our district is pretty large, they'll call in on the conference line. And we'll discuss all of the check rides for the previous 2 weeks, any of the trends, any of the issues, areas where students may be not getting the most thorough instruction, and help disseminate that through our examiners and then on to our schools so that those trends can be mitigated and we can see more thorough flight training within our district. Our pilot examiners are a critical part of the information that we receive from the results of our practical tests. And most significantly, we have an adage, if you will, within our flight testing community, and it's that simply, if our pilot examiners thoroughly test, our flight schools and flight instructors will comprehensively train. So thorough testing produces comprehensive training, and those results have become very, very positive over the years, and we're making great progress. And again, just simply disseminating good safety information.
Tell us how you're finding the reception of the flight instructors. What is their perception of the program from your side?
Well, it's really turned out to be outstanding. At first, when we initiated the program back in 1998, there was a little bit of pushback from some of our major schools because it was like, oh, no, here's another FAA program that, this probably isn't going to go well.
Sure.
But our program was designed to be so much more different than other initiatives that the FAA had been involved in the past. It was all proactive, it was educational, and it was cooperative, such that a good collaborative effort between industry and the FAA could yield a good product. And that's what's occurred. And we've had phenomenal results. The flight schools really enjoy participating in the program. And it's been a win-win event, if you will, for everyone involved within our instructional community.
That's fantastic, Larry. We're going to take a real quick break here, but I would like to come back, and when we come back, talk a little bit more about the involvement in the flight schools and more about the program, of course. So we'll take one quick break, and then we'll be back with you shortly. Stay tuned.
Now, let's rejoin Cheryl Hardy and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to Managing Safety. I'm Cheryl Hardy, and I'm here with FAA Inspector of the North Florida FISDO, Mr. Larry Enlow. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
Before we took the break, we were talking a little bit about the CFI Special Emphasis Program and its effect on flight schools and training and CFIs. So let's get back into the discussion of how the flight schools perceive the program and how the cooperative effort came about.
Okay. One of the things that we began doing in working with our schools, and as we analyzed, you know, accidents and incidents occurring within our area, we began disseminating the information to the schools in a more detailed fashion than had previously been accomplished by the FAA. We really found it important to share, you know, root causes of accidents and incidents, such that the schools could specifically learn from those events and, as appropriate, modify their courses of training, modify some of their instructional techniques to avoid those situations occurring within their schools. As I mentioned earlier, as we would analyze each flight training accident incident for its causal factors, any trends, but most specifically for any training deficiencies, sharing that with the school, offering suggestions on a collaborative basis, has really helped to improve the quality of flight training. The other area that I think the schools have appreciated is our efforts have really helped the flight instructors be more aware of their responsibilities.
And that's key.
It really is. And when they truly understand how significant their role is in building the foundation for every pilot that they work with, it really has produced some excellent results for us. The other aspects of disseminating information has been roadshows that we would take to the schools. We would actually take a group of inspectors and designated pilot examiners to a number of our flight schools throughout the district, and have usually a 3 or 4 hour meeting with them that would provide information on a variety of subjects, and then have a lot of interaction with the instructors at that particular school, discussing safety issues and particularly discussing specific items that could help them do a better, safer job in their everyday activities as a flight instructor.
So it sounds like it didn't take long for the schools to realize that this was a win-win scenario.
You're absolutely right. You know, once they quickly realized that this was a collaborative, cooperative effort.
That's the critical words, yes.
And there were benefits to be derived in participating. All the schools jumped on board very, very quickly. And we have all, the entire instructional community, industry, and FAA has benefited from that positive sense of collaboration.
Sure. Well, the instructor certificate is one of the most important certificates, in my mind anyway, that the FAA can give, because essentially the CFIs are the gatekeepers of aviation training, and my private pilot's license, your private pilot's license, I mean, being a CFI is critical to the industry, and they set the standards in the ground level for what we're learning.
Absolutely. You know, the significance of what you just described is maybe even a little larger than one might perceive. Many years ago, say, let's go back 20, 25 years, most of our airline pilots came from from the military. You know, they were
sure.
former military aviators. And in the 20 to 25 year span in history, you know, say 25 years ago, probably about 90% of our airline captains came from the military.
That's right.
Now that number has remarkably diminished now, such that something on the order of about 15 to 18% are former military pilots. So our airline captains of the future are coming from our general aviation flight schools. And it's so critical for our general aviation flight schools to be producing a quality product because, in fact, those are the airline captains of tomorrow. The flight instructor certificate is the most important certificate that the FAA can issue, and it holds the most responsibility of any pilot certificate or rating, any privilege, if you will, because it truly sets the foundation for each and every person who enters aviation.
Yes, it does.
And gosh, I remember, you know, when I began flying some 35 years ago, you know, the flight instructor and each flight instructor that I encountered in my aviation career, that made such an impression, and I learned so much as I went up through all the various certificates and ratings to a point where once becoming a flight instructor, I really did have a sense of responsibility towards, you know, my students, and it was just so important to help disseminate that feeling, if you will, mm-hmm. to all of the instructors in our area, such that they understand their responsibilities and really feel good about what they do on a daily basis, because sure. it makes all the difference in the world.
Sure,
it really does.
They're training our future corporate pilots. They're training our future air carrier pilots, and what you describe is absolutely critical, because I know, you know, it was just a few years ago that the several airlines were dropping their minimum numbers for, you know, taking
yes.
airline pilots on, and we saw some issues and challenges there.
Sure.
And we're hoping that some of that's going to turn around again, and, you know, standards will come back up, but the fact that we had that deficit of trained pilots coming into the industry that way is truly critical. You know, when we look at the whole big picture of the program, it's a fantastic program. And comments that I've received are very simply that if you can do your training in the Central Florida area and go through the CFI Special Emphasis Program core, you're going to get a better level of training. That's industry speak, and that says a lot.
That's great to hear. That's good feedback.
It is good feedback, and it is very, very great to hear. That means something's right, mm-hmm. and that means you've got some CFIs out there that are dedicated to what they're doing, and they know that something is right, and they want to do things the right way. So that's truly a compliment to you and the program.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that you bring. I think when I first met you, the CFI Roadshow was making its rounds. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the other programs.
That was many years ago. I remember that in Sanford, Florida
oh,
one
yeah.
evening. That's right. That was a long time ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, at the sheriff's station.
There
I think
you
it was.
Go.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Well, you know, over the years, in an effort to just simply disseminate good, you know, information for flight instructors, we've had a number of presentations all throughout our district. The road shows that I mentioned are where we would go out and you know, meet with instructors, meet with pilots, and each presentation was designed to bring truly valuable information, quality information that what I call a few golden nuggets of great information to help folks be aware of things that could jump up and bite them, if you will, and knowing that, being situationally aware of those issues and those safety factors, they could be better pilots. We've done that through our road shows. We also have a monthly flight instructor special emphasis program meeting at
mm-hmm.
our flight standards district office in Orlando.
And I understand it's very well attended.
Oh, it's all by reservation, and we fill the conference room every month. It's very gratifying to see so many folks, both young new flight instructors and old seasoned instructors, old gray-haired guys like myself,
sure.
you know, coming in to participate
oh, yes.
because they always, you know, go home with one or two little golden nuggets of information that would be valuable. As I mentioned, we also have biweekly meetings of our flight instructor special emphasis team, both at our office and then via teleconference. The annual flight instructor workshop that we have conducted here today at the National Resource Center in Lakeland, Florida, is another method that we've utilized to help spread the safety word, if you will. Great attendance today, excellent speakers, every presentation having valuable information that folks can take home and pass along to their students and help hopefully have a safer training environment. Those are some of the highlights of our efforts over the years, but in summation, probably the largest concept here that has made this work is just that good, positive, cooperative, collaborative relationship with the flight training community and our schools and our pilot examiners, such that that safe instruction can become better and better and better, such that we'll reduce our number of flight training accidents and incidents, and in doing so, produce better pilots who will, in many cases, be our airline pilots of the future.
That's right. They'll be, and many of those pilots will be our future flight instructors and so on and so forth. So it's something that keeps feeding the industry, and we need to keep feeding that industry. We need to keep mentoring pilots, and we need to keep mentoring youth into the program as well, because they're our future as well. They're our future flight instructors coming up in the ranks. If there were any little last tidbits of information you'd like to give, first off, how do they contact you? How do people contact you if they need to talk to you about the program?
Well, certainly any contact that folks would like to make, they can always call the North Florida Flight Standards District office and/or our good old website. Always is a way to get in touch with me, very, very simply. Yeah.
Super. Well, Larry, what they say about being a success, and this program truly is a success, you have to keep being a success. So I wish you success. You'll never be able to take a break because you have to keep being that success.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
And that is a good thing.
That keeps us young.
That does. It does. It does keep us young. And I know the program will continue on for a very long time. And I don't think anybody will let the ball drop on something so valuable to the industry.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Well, I thank
certainly
you for,
appreciate that.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you, everything you do. Appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, ma'am.
For Managing Safety, this is Cheryl Hardy with the FAA Production Studios. Stay tuned, and we'll bring you some additional programming a little bit later on. But come back to iTunes, and you can take us with you wherever you travel. And don't forget, you can catch us on Flightline Radio 4 times a day and on the FAA Production Studios website under our iPod broadcast. Listen to you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.